though. It's just like quite a few friends that used to visit here since, for some reason, has lost the desire to actually be in Bible studies or even to hear the message. But you know what? Y'all are here. I got a message for you. I hope you enjoy it, because I know I do. My wife does. She sits here. She's listening to me. You know, so she's here every Friday because, well, she's got to come home. All right, so I'm glad, like I say, that we are here on Friday, folks. I'm telling you what, you know, this technology sometimes can make you go bonkers. But it's being used for a good cause, you know, and we're trying to do our best to reach anybody that does come through the site. Now, those of you who were here last week, I hadn't uploaded the sermons yet. I'm still trying to play catch up on that. But those of you who were here last week, you know, I spoke on a message, why is faith so important? And I hope that you got something out of it because, you know, I did. My wife told me she enjoyed it. So we did get a little bit out of it. I did. And I started thinking about something, and I was laying down that night. You know, I keep a little notepad next to my lampstand. And whenever things come to my mind in the sleep or whatever, I wake up real sudden. I generally write down a lot of stuff, and I go back to bed. Well, for tonight, starting with this message, and for the next possible 2 or 3 weeks, it's probably going to be about 3 weeks, the message is going to be a follow-up from last week's message, why is faith so important. And the titles for this message tonight, I'm going to get a little ahead of myself, is Living by Faith. The next one will be Trusting in Faith. And the last one in these series will be Believing by Faith. Or in other words, using the acronym FTB. That kept coming to me over and over and over my mind. You know, faith, trust, and believe. Faith, trust, and believe. Faith, trust, and believe. And as I laid there pondering on that, I kept asking myself, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? As the more I kept thinking on it, the more I was sitting in silence, you know, I get up and I go sit on the sofa. It's dark in the living room. I'm doing sometimes those 2, 3, 4 a.m. morning hours. That's usually a good time to sit there and be still and be quiet and listen to the Lord. And as I was thinking, there were many people that have came through this chat room, many who were coming to this chat room, many who have slipped, many seem like they don't want to come to this room. I have seen what I see, many struggles and issues with them. And the majority of their problems, my friends, what I see, they're lacking these three words or three acronyms, however you want to call it. They're lacking real faith. Mainly the biggest thing they're lacking is trusting. But I think most important is believing. You see, these three words, you know, to me kept coming to me. They all tie in because this is very important in yours and my walk with the Lord. That we have to have that faith. Without faith, my friends, it is impossible to please God. Period. But we have to also tie that in with trust. We have to trust in God. Also, to add that faith to trust, we must believe in God. So these things work hand in hand, my friends. And this is why I think, to me, a lot of people struggle. A lot of people having issues. And I sit there and I wonder, what is it? You're not believing by faith? You're not trusting by faith? You're not walking with the Lord through your beliefs? I mean, look, come on, you know, we see this all the time being Koram. And I wonder, you know, hey, you know, are you truly believing what the Word of God says by faith? And do you really trust in it? Do you? When I hear some of the struggles, you know, look, we all have them. Don't get me wrong. We do have struggles. We do have difficulties. We do have hard times. But folks, the more that I have been finding lately that you, by faith, trusting and believing, things are not all that bad as it seems to be. So again, I'm not sure why, you know, these were laid upon my heart to go in this direction, but this is the direction we're going to go. And I'm just going to do what the Lord leads me to do and what He has placed on my heart and my mind. So I hope in these series of messages, it may touch your heart and hope that these journeys be here for the next several Fridays, that in these series of messages, maybe we can learn something from them. You know, when I was writing this, it had me thinking about a lot of things. So I look forward to bringing you these messages, and I hope that you look forward to hearing them. So if you got your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to the book of Isaiah, and this is where I was led, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, and we're going to be reading verse 28 through 31. Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28 through 31, starting with verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint, grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not be faint. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, O Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight. Father, we ask of you just to open up our hearts and our minds for this message here tonight, Father. I don't know why you put it on my heart. I don't know why you led it to this direction, but you know, we're just going to go with it because apparently you want me to get something out of it, because a lot of times these messages do speak for me. But I hope that those who are here tonight, those who are missing on this thing tonight, you know, I just wish, you know, you just touch their hearts and speak to them and let them know, hey, you know, it's not all that bad. You know, all you got to do is just open up your heart to me. All you got to do is just trust me. All you got to do is believe in me. All you got to do is just have the faith, and everything's going to be all right. You know, I'm here. I will never forsake you. And we just need to learn that and need to lean on that and know that you are there regardless of what situation we face or whatever battles or difficulties we encounter, that if we just trust in you, that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Father, this is what we need to start learning. This is what we need to get into, because as we were just talking a little bit earlier, there's some wicked things going on out there. They got people out there doing horrible things. And one news message we were just reading, it is horrible, Father. Sometimes I don't understand it. But these people out there, they need Jesus badly. So, Father, I ask you right now that we are all praying together. Give us the strength, the courage, and the wisdom. Put that protective hedge around all of us who are here tonight, and those who could not be here for whatever reason, touch their hearts and start dealing with them and take care of them like you always do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, many of you seen the title already. I got it, you know, posted in the old chat room, and I kind of gave it away a little bit earlier about living by faith. So this is going to be the first of three messages that we're going to cover. I call it a series, but this is going to be the first three. What I call the FTB. The first one tonight is Living by Faith. Now, let me grab a quick of water. Oh, yeah, that's good. But, folks, like I said, I was pondering on this and thinking about this and wondering, okay, Lord, where are we going to go? So God led me all over the place. I'm going to cover a lot of scriptures here tonight because sometimes that's what I do. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I stay on topic. But, you know, I go whatever the Holy Spirit leads me to go. Now, look at Romans chapter 1, verse 17, which says, "For in it the righteous of God is revealed from faith, for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Or, if you look at another translation, which says at the end of that translation, it says, "The just shall live by faith." Now, I kind of sat there and I went, I pondered on that. I was thinking to myself, now, who are the just? I let that sink in, but I thought about that. Who are the just? And to me, the just are those that have accepted the gift of salvation. We know that in John chapter 3, verse 16. The just are those who walk in obedience to the word of God. You can find that in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. and the just are those who bear fruits. You find that in John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Friends, listen to this. Living a Christian life is a life of faith. Everything we do as children of God is done by faith. So I get to this next question. Okay, so what is faith? What is faith? Very simple, right? Well, friends, faith is choosing to believe what God has said. Faith is trusting in God in all circumstances of life. So we therefore choose to believe that all what God has spoken to us, all will come to manifestation in our lives. God said to us in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3, he says it like this: as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Another translation puts it this way: God has given us a measure of faith. God has given us a measure of faith, my friends, with the help of the Holy Spirit. It can be increased. That's why when we talk about the continuous infilling of the Holy Spirit, you know, we've been baptized, we've been born again, we have the Holy Spirit, but folks, that cup has to continually be filled. It has to be continually be filled. And if we're not exercising that faith, then friends, you're going to get into a dangerous area. You're going to have some weak faith, and you're going to have some problems. But that measure of faith only comes through the help of the Holy Spirit. If you do it on your own will, your own power, your own way, it's not going to happen and it will not work. Faith, my friends, is trusting in God that he will do what he says he's going to do and believing in that. Come on, that's faith, my friends. But now, listen to this. Everyone's faith is not the same. But God wants us to have great faith. Do you hear that? He wants all of us to have great faith. And there's so many things that our faith will do. Listen to this carefully. There's so many things your faith, my faith, all of our faith will do. Friends, faith will open doors. Faith will stop the enemy in his tracks. Faith will move mountains. Faith will break down barriers. Come on, do you hear what I'm saying here? Somebody give me an amen, please. Do you hear it? You get it? Faith causes one to run away. But anyway, friends, what I'm saying here, the just shall live by faith. My friends, and God, he looks down from his throne room and blesses those who walk by faith. When Jesus was here on earth, he blessed those who had faith. And there are really many examples in his words, starting from these verses. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 says, then behold, they brought to him a paralytic man laying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. How about this one? Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. And he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Or another one, Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, when it says, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire. of these passages in the Bible, I have found, and this is what I have found there are different levels of faith. There is no faith, little faith, weak faith, great faith, and strong faith. That's right. Study the word. You'll find it. Starting with the first one, no faith. Mark chapter 4, verse 40 says, "But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" Now, my friends, what Jesus was really telling them, and you hear his word says it a lot, "Fear not, for I am with thee." So then again, why do we fear what comes at us when Christ himself is telling us, "Fear not," that he is with us? So if we let worry warts and fear and everything else overwhelm us, friends, there's something wrong with our faith. I start to think maybe you ain't got the faith as you think you do, because again, according to Jesus, that's why he was telling them, "Look, why are y'all so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" We trust in the living God, my friends. Our faith should be there. Which comes to the second one I just mentioned, the little faith. You know, some people can have no faith, but now some people can have just little faith. Matthew chapter 16, verse 8 says this, "But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, oh, you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread?" Y'all know the rest of the passage. They were all so worried and all boo-hoo, breaking down, like, where are we going to get food? Where are we going to get bread to feed these people? Man, I just don't see how it's going to be done. And I bet Jesus probably sitting somewhere, you know, and I'm just paraphrasing, but I bet he was sitting somewhere with his arms folded, smiling from ear to ear. "Oh, ye of little faith. All the miracles you have saw me do, and yet you still have little faith." Folks, all the things that has happened to you in your life, in your Christian walk with the Lord, I sat there that night when I was going over this and thinking about all the wonderful things that God has done for me, and yet, you know, I forgot a lot of it because I was trying to focus on other things besides the good things. You sit down one day and just have a quiet time with yourself, and you think about all the things that Jesus has done for you. Think about it. Think about it. Now we come to our third one, which I mentioned, weak faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 says, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and deadness of Sarah's womb." Come on, y'all know who that's talking about. Here his dude said, "Man, I'm just too old to have kids. There ain't no way." Even his wife, she laughed. "Come on. Are you kidding me? I'm too old. There ain't no way it can happen." Folks, don't never say no way it can happen, because you know what? When we do that, we demonstrate weak faith. Because God says in his words, all things are possible. All things. All things. I also mentioned now great faith. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, "And then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith." You see, this woman knew the source. This woman understood who Jesus was. Friends, if we get down to the nitty-gritty, if we dig deep within our hearts, if we truly, truly understand who Jesus really is, then you should have great faith, because weak faith, little faith, no faith should get thrown out of the window. But yet, again, as I said earlier, I have seen so many Christians struggle, and I wonder, look what this woman did. She knew who Jesus was, so why don't we? Why don't we? For those of us who has Jesus, we got great faith because we believe, because we know, regardless of what's going to happen, he is going to take care of us. Now, I can leave us right here. But guess what? I heard me mention about strong faith. No faith, little faith, weak faith, great faith, now strong faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. And he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Folks, we know what Paul went through. Look what happened when him and Silas were locked up, bound, in chains, in that footstock, or however what the name of you call, and they were in prison in a slimy place, cold, dark. But look what they were doing. They were singing hymns, giving glory to God and praises, and guess what? Man, an earthquake happened, all the chains fell off, all the locks came off their feet, the doors fell down, and a bunch of people in there got a little bit freaked out, and they started getting a little scared, like, whoa, what's going on here? But you see, Paul and Silas at the time, they had great faith. They knew what God could do. And folks, what I want you to understand with all of this, the Lord wants us all to receive all he has promised us in his words. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says it right there about faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My friends, come on. Therefore, in the absence of faith, nothing can be achieved. Nothing. You lack any faith if you don't believe in what you read, if you don't believe in what you know, if you don't believe what I preach to you, or Koran teaches to you, or anybody else teaches to you. If you don't believe in none of that, therefore, nothing is going to be achieved. Nothing. And therefore, you're going to have problems. And therefore, you're going to have issues. And therefore, you're going to have struggles in your life. Come on, look, we already know our end, we win. We already know Satan's in, he loses. So why should we have so much difficulty? Why should we have the problem? Why should we have all these battles? Yes, God will allow him to test us. But then again, God is, what he's doing at that particular time, and this is what I've been dealing with, God is retuning our faith. That's what he's doing whenever you're facing so much difficulties. That's what he's doing. He's really helping you, sharpening your skill by saying, you know what? I've been through something like that before. I've gone through something right now. It's not very good. But you know what? Jesus said to have peace. And I'm going to have peace. And I'm going to trust you, God, that you're going to see me through this. My friends, when you start to exhibit that kind of faith, when you place your faith in God regardless of what you're going through, that kind of faith pleases God. How do we know this? Well, the Word of God says so. Listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, and guess what? And not by what? We walk by faith and not by what? Somebody throw me a bone here, come on. Sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Friends, faith is the opposite of fear. Faith leans on God. Faith will shut the lion's mouth. Faith parted the Red Sea. Faith believes in the Word of God. Faith looks and trusts in God's power. Faith is the man resting and God working. Faith will receive the promise of God. Okay? So how does faith come? How does faith come? Very easily. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says it best. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So why am I telling each one of you tonight this? Very simple. And I had to learn this lesson for myself also. I mean, that's why the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, kind of put this on my heart. But the reason why I'm telling you this, very simple, my friends. The more we trust God in faith, the more that you and I live it, the more we understand it, the more we believe in it, the stronger we become in our walk with the Lord in this lost and dying world. That's what faith does for us. As we grow, learn, walk, trust in Him by faith, it will increase our faith in Him. Our God, my friends, is a covenant-keeping God. And you know this by according to Psalms chapter 89, verse 34. And He says, He will not alter the word that has gone out from His lips. The word He has spoken will not return to Him void. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. My friends, what that is saying, when God speaks it, it will surely come to pass, because you and I are serving a God that keeps His word. God never goes back on His words. Do you understand that? Do you believe it? Trust in it. Have faith. God never goes back on His words. It is man that goes back. It is man who turns his back on God. It is man who lacks the faith. It is man who's not trusting Him. It is man who's not believing in Him. There's not nothing wrong with God. God's not doing nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong in this world. The problem is, it's man. It's evil. It's wickedness. It's us. Our faith is not where it should be. And the more I started thinking about that, he said, you know what? I have not been exercising no real strong faith. I sometimes wondering if I had great faith. I think my faith, my friends, when I was looking at myself, my faith was running weak. Because I was starting to doubt things. I was listening to other people about their whining and their complaining and everything. And I started thinking, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. And I was getting caught up in that little pit, or whatever you want to call it. But then I had to sit there tonight when I wrote this. I said, wait a minute. This has got to change. This has got to stop. No more. I don't care if two or three showing up here. You know what? I'm still going to exhibit faith in you, God, that you still can do anything and everything. If one still shows up here, then I'm still going to have faith. I don't care. This is not about me. This is about getting the word out to anybody who needs to hear it. So I ask of you to strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith. My friends, as I said earlier, the just shall live by faith. My friends, the true meaning of faith is also found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. My favorite verse. I forget that sometimes, and I should kind of slap myself upside the head whenever I do kind of have a little doubties. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you understand that? We got to quit walking by sight. We must trust in faith. We must trust in God. We must believe in God that His word says whatever it's going to do, that it will do. Do you get this, please? I hope that you do. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And the meaning, my friends, when I looked at this and dug into this, the meaning of evidence, my friends, is proof, verification, manifestation, indication, testimony each of us sees in our walk with God if we are truly looking to Him who is the author and finisher. sees the promise of God coming true before they happen. Faith connects to the reality of God's word. Examples of people who had faith in God, there are Abraham, Noah, Joseph, Job, Isaac, Hannah, Daniel, Moses, Stephen, Paul. You see, that's just a few who had faith in God. The greatest demonstrator of faith, my friends, the way I see it, is our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to earth. He was crucified. He was buried. He rose again. Now, could you imagine if you knew you were going to be crucified? Could you? I wonder how your faith will act then, knowing that you were fixing to be put to death. Thinking probably, hey, it's over with. But Jesus, he knew he was going to be crucified. He knew he was going to be buried. He knew he was going to rise again. So why should we demonstrate weak faith? My friends, see, even the apostle said to the Lord in Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 6. And here's what they said. Increase our faith. So the Lord says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted into the sea, and it will obey you. Come on, do you understand? It's right there. God says, not me. Not this old preacher boy here. I'm not saying that. This is the word of God. I'm saying, my friend, Jesus himself said, if you've got faith like a little mustard seed, and I got some in my kitchen, and those things are little tiny, 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 tiny. You can almost barely see them. If you've got that faith and you say to that mulberry tree like he told her, be pulled up by the roots and planted in the seed, it will obey you. So can you imagine if you got strong faith and or good faith, great faith, little faith? Faith is trusting in God. And my friends, what Jesus is saying, that if we have faith as a mustard seed, we will see miracles in our lives. It only takes a small amount of faith to see God's power at work in our lives, only if we are looking to him with a true heart, and a true heart in faith. Our faith is in God himself, that he will always do what he promised to do in our lives. Faith will always make the impossible become possible. God wants our faith to grow and wants us to believe for the impossible. Jesus said himself in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, he said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible to him that believes and walks in faith. And in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Ladies and gentlemen, all I'm trying to do here tonight, for what was placed upon my heart, all I'm trying to illustrate to you, I know I might be preaching to the choir, maybe, who knows, I'm not worried about that. The message was not intended to try to impress nobody. The message was just laid on my heart to preach it. All I'm trying to help us see and understand, we need to believe by faith before we can see, before we can receive a promise. Do you hear this? We need to believe by faith before we can see and then receive the promise. Faith does not doubt the promise of God, but it will cause us to do great exploits for God's kingdom. And faith connects us to the throne room given through faith. We are to wait on God by faith and trust in Him through faith. So why is this definition of faith so important? Well, easily. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. My friends, this is why we need to heed the warning here in Hebrews 11:6. I consider that a warning because He is warning us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without real faith and trusting in God to do as His Word says He would do, could, quite possible, cause many of His promises from being manifested in our lives. You hear that? Without real faith, it could quite possibly cause many of His promises from being manifested in our lives. So because of that, we tend to give up and stop walking by faith, as so many I have seen do by coming through this road. They give up. They give up. They give up. Friends, please hear me on this. God is expecting us to hold on and not draw back from Him. He has no pleasure in us if we decide to give up. None. Our faith would help us be overcomers because you and I, we love God. We choose to live by faith, knowing that God will not disappoint our faith. Also, look, asking God for help like the apostles did is a big step towards faith. Nothing wrong with that. We can go from having no faith to having little faith. From little faith, we can grow to having a weak faith. From there, we now can get to a place of having strong or great faith in God. So then, faith comes by hearing and obeying what God says to us in His Word. We are the redeemed ones, and therefore, we are people of faith. So tonight, my friends, please take this with you. Choose to walk by faith and not by sight from here on out. Faith is assurance that God's promises will never fail, even if it sometimes we do not experience the fulfillment in our mortal existence. But one thing you and I can be sure of, that He will increase our level of faith to His glory, not to ours, to His. Faith is that we trust God to fulfill His promise for the future, or the unseen, based on what He has already fulfilled in the past. And thus, our faith is not blind. Now, some people say, oh, you must say I got to act on blind faith. No, our faith is not blind, but based squarely on God's proven faithfulness that He has done for us in our lives and will do in accordance to His holy words. And last but not least, listen to this very carefully. What this world needs, perhaps more than anything else, is real faith for real life. Real faith, my friends, patiently waits on the Lord. Real faith prayerfully seeks God in every situation and circumstance. And real faith preserves, in better words, I like to say it like this, real faith perseveres even in times of wandering. Isn't that we all need great faith? But that we need faith Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing us here to gather with this technology, to be together, the group of people that we decided to come together and just listen to whatever the word is. Father, thank you again for helping me understand my faith a little bit better. I know quite a few times I kind of demonstrated a lot of weak faith and wavering faith, if you want to call it that, on top of it, and I shouldn't have. And I was telling you this morning, you know, again, God, I shouldn't have acted like that. I shouldn't have said those things. I shouldn't have talked that way. I shouldn't have doubted you. I shouldn't have difficulty. I should just sit here and trust you according to your faith. You're going to do what your word says it's going to do. And just have peace. Just have peace. I know it's hard at times. I know it's difficult. I know sometimes it seems like it's lost. But the more I'm starting to understand these past few weeks, No, it's not. It's us who tries to add that element to it. It's us that's kind of looking at things that we think it should be. Instead, we should be looking at what you can do and trusting in you. Be a good servant and do what's required of us. Present the gospel to somebody, anybody. Whether it be here in the chat room, whether it be with our family, whether it be out there in the real world, in the grocery store, or the convenience store, or whatever it may be, that we need to start doing what we're supposed to be doing. Telling others by great faith in Jesus. Father, I ask of you right now, just be patient with me. I know I got some retuning to do. But I thank you again for loving me for what I am. And if I failed you in many areas, then again, I'm just going to let you know I'm sorry. But you know what? Like the apostles did, they asked for increase in my faith.